the ongoing roadworks that is on the N16, and it's to do with the Sligo side, really, in fairness. Ex-councillor Tom Fox got 20 to 30 million to do that section of road, and it's to continue from that section to the lay-by at, on the Leitrim side. On the Leitrim side, the roadworks has been done on the N16, so it's just to continue that the roadworks that Sligo decide what they're going to do as regards that road, when it's there's time scale on it, that they contact our Leitrim counterparts in our CEOs, communicate, our road engineers talk, because, I mean, it is a major thoroughfare. That's the first roadworks that has been done on the Sligo side in 50 years, and it's just to continue the ongoing to take the bends out of it and to continue it going forward on the N16 to the Leitrim side. It's a main thoroughfare from Sligo to Enniskillen. There's a lot of people employed here from Manor Hamilton to in Sligo, and vice versa from Sligo in Manor Hamilton, and vice versa from Manor Hamilton to Enniskillen, and vice versa from Enniskillen to Manor Hamilton. So it's a main thoroughfare, and it's continue trying to get the TII to continue funding, whether it's 1, 2, 3 kilometres at a time, but it's to get the road completed.
And that's a good point, Councillor, that of just in terms of amount of traffic that moves back and forth between these two areas, it is a road that links a lot between Sligo and Leitrim. And as well as that, obviously we want it as up-to-date and accessible and as perfect as it can be. But at the same time, we're also talking about lives here. And surely that's another reason why these things need to be kept at the top and need to be keep being funded.
Well, listen, the bottom line here is Sligo's a major employer and Enniskillen's a major employer. As I said, there's been no funding allocated on that road on the Sligo side for 50 years until Councillor Tom Fox got it sorted with the TII. And it's continue to get 1, 2 kilometres done on the Sligo side to get it to the lay-by. And we all know there's extensive flooding there just before the lay-by every year. The road surface is really bad quality, and there is major heavy vehicle goods on that, and there will be accidents on it. So it's to get Sligo to start, you know, looking for funding, TII, and to complete the roadworks, to take as many bends as they can out of it, and to get it completed to the lay-by on the Leitrim side.
Because it is one of those things that can really help the whole region when two wider areas such as Leitrim and Sligo work together. You can really find great improvements that way, can't you?
Well, listen, we're working together as regards the SLNCR, Sligo Leitrim, Cavan, Fermanagh, and this is a major thoroughfare. It's a major road infrastructure, the N16, the A4, into Northern Ireland, into Fermanagh. And in fairness, we've got to get improvements on it. And listen, we mightn't get funding of 50 or 100 million at a time, but we can get, you know, like as I said, there 20 million was allocated to take a couple of bends out of it. And if we can keep doing that, surely to God, in a couple of years' time, there'll be no bends on that road.